It's a popular topic in classrooms all over New Hampshire around this time.
Exactly. And we've just been watching some video clips of what place?
Plymouth Plantation.
And do you remember we talked about those people and how hard
But some lessons go beyond just pilgrims and Plymouth Rock and breaking bread with the natives. In some classes, the issue of immigration comes up.
The pilgrims were some of the first what?
People
who did what?
Immigrated.
Immigration and Thanksgiving have been linked over time, whether it's been protests around the white man's treatment of Native Americans or those who teach that at one time nearly all of us were newcomers to this country.
Victoria, your mom came from?
Russia.
Nathan?
My grandmother came from Sweden.
It would take almost 240 years after the Pilgrims' Landing before President Lincoln first proclaimed Thanksgiving a national holiday. And the woman who had the biggest influence on him was a Granite Stater by the name of Sarah Josepha Hale. Hale was born in Newport and became a prolific writer who saw what food and family and home and a national holiday celebrating it all could do to unite a very divided country. Stu Wallace is a professor of history at the New Hampshire Technical Institute.
I think that she saw the home and the dinner table as an oasis whereby we put aside our hatred, our troubles, our differences, and our problems, and that we seek a retreat, if you will, a retreat into all of the good things that made the country great. She saw particularly the dinner table as a place where we brought out the best in ourselves. We fed ourselves, we fed our neighbors, we shared traits of generosity and virtue and dutifulness and compassion.
But the division wasn't purely centered on slavery and the rumblings of civil war. It was immigration that the country wrestled with as well as we celebrated our first years of a Thanksgiving holiday. Shortly after the war ended, Reconstruction began, factories began to grow, a railroad began to unite East and West, and the U.S. economy was growing. Fueling those industries were immigrants. Lucy Salyer is an associate professor of history at the University of New Hampshire.
We have a huge increase in immigration. Like in the 1880s, 500,000 immigrants come each year, and they're coming from a lot of different countries, primarily from Southern and Eastern Europe. So the nation is becoming much more diverse and also spread apart. And so those kinds of dynamics are really creating some anxiety amongst some about if the nation can really grow and become that diverse and still have a sense of common identity and unity.
Two cartoonists at this time exemplified how divided the country was with this new immigrant population. The first came from Thomas Nast, a very popular cartoonist. Nast was a German immigrant himself. In November of 1969, 6 years after Thanksgiving was first recognized, Nast composed a cartoon called Uncle Sam's Thanksgiving Dinner for Harper's Weekly Journal. In it, you see a large round table with a young-looking Uncle Sam carving a turkey. Around him are men and women of different ethnicities.
All these people from different cultures are present as families, and what's also distinctive is that they are dressed in what we might call their native dress. So we see a lot of cultural distinctiveness and diversity, but there doesn't seem to be much anxiety about that. They're sitting around an oval table, which suggests perhaps a sense of equality.
There are portraits of President Washington, Lincoln, and Grant gazing on the dinner with approval. A painting of Castle Garden, the immigrant receiving center before Ellis Island, as well as inscriptions that say, "Come one, come all," and "Free and equal."
You have this group of people who seem to be talking to one another, they're eating, they are harmonious, and Nast really seems to want to suggest that we can have this nation of difference, because what brings us together is not necessarily having the same culture, but political principles.
But in direct contrast to that was another cartoon, also called Uncle Sam's Thanksgiving Dinner. This one is drawn 8 years later and published for the Illustrated Wasp out of San Francisco. Much had happened in those 8 years. The U.S. was now in the grips of its first industrial depression. Many immigrants who fueled those industries were now out of work, and many more were coming in. So this Thanksgiving table is much different. It's rectangular, and Uncle Sam is still there, but his guests and the feeling you get around the room is now very different. Once again, Lucy Salyer.
What's really striking about this cartoon also are that it's all men. There are no families at the table. They're all immigrant men. They are all sitting separately. Nobody is talking to one another. And perhaps most striking is that what they're eating.
The Frenchman is consuming raw frogs. The man from China has skewered a live rat. The Russian has a stick of dynamite in his hand. No one is engaging with each other. And at the threshold of the door, many more people of different ethnicities who look unpleasant and are waiting to get in.
So it gives this image of immigrants who are very distinctive culturally, but there's not a lot of confidence about that. There's anxiety I see in this particular cartoon that there's not a sense of togetherness at this particular Thanksgiving dinner, that food isn't serving as a way to bind people, but as a way to keep them separate.
But during this time, Sarah Josepha Hale had her say as well. Hale saw food as a way to come together, and the dinner table as a sort of safety zone, no matter how different or divided Americans were. In an 1871 editorial for Godey's Ladies book, Hale made the case that a national day of Thanksgiving could do just that.
The influx of foreigners into our country is prodigious, not only by the natural increase of population, but by immigration. To bind together the discordant nationalities into one American brotherhood, what strand so potent as Thanksgiving? Let everyone who claims the name American, wherever he may be, in the old world or the new, on the land or the sea, unite to commemorate the day. It will be stronger than the laws or the armies to make our nation one.
Once again, Stu Wallace.
So all of this comes together, that the idea of Thanksgiving, the idea of different foods, the idea of different peoples around the table made sense because it was spreading the best of American values, but spreading it in the haven, if you will, of the home, where she really considered the essence of America to be.
Samantha.
I think one of my ancestors were from Italy, I think.
For The Exchange, I'm Keith Shields.
My dad's side, he was born in
Victoria?
I'm talking about the story.
Sure.
And I was just gonna say I just wonder how much it would have hurt if it's like she's trying to be happy, but she just couldn't, like, do anything much.